Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been on a series on Friday nights for some weeks now. We call it Perfect Protection. Perfect Protection. Say that out loud. Perfect Protection. One more time. Perfect Protection. In Psalm 4 is our text. It said in the last verse of Psalm 4, Psalm 4, 8. He says, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep. Do you have to toss and turn?
No.
Do you have to take a bunch of drugs?
No.
To get to sleep and,
No.
Let me go over that again real slow. Is it normal to take pills to sleep?
No.
No, it's not. And you don't need that. And it's not helping you. It hurts you. He gives his beloved sleep, the scripture said. You are his beloved. You don't have to have that. You don't need that. And beware of reaching for a pill to give you something that God's already given you. I'm just too nervous. I need a pill to make me relax. Just because it's legal and you have a prescription doesn't mean it's okay. That's the same thing the guy says about, you know, emptying a fifth. I need to relax. That's the same thing people say about smoking joints. I need to mellow. I need to relax. And just because you got a prescription and it's legal doesn't mean it's that much different. Did you know we are living in a medicated generation? Well, we're having fun right off the bat here, aren't we? Praise God. Now, if we paint your picture, just look straight ahead and smile and go, amen, Brother Keith. Somebody needs to hear that. Because if you get all sour and tense, then everybody will know. So you don't understand, Brother Keith. I have a chemical imbalance. I have clinical depression. Oh, clinical. Why didn't you say so? The joy of the Lord is your strength. Peace I give to you. Jesus said, not like the world gives, give I unto you. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let your heart be afraid. You cast all your care over on him, he will keep you in perfect peace. The peace of God that passes understanding will keep your heart and your mind, and you won't need pills. Do you believe this or not?
Yes.
It's too easy to use crutches. And just because it's accepted in society doesn't mean it's okay with the Lord. Have you asked him about this? Have you asked him about this self-medication? Well, so, it's my body. No, it's his. It's his. He bought it. He paid for it. You say, well, you don't understand, Brother Keith. I can't make it without it. That's what you believe. That's what you say. And that's what you've locked yourself into. But God could heal you. Well, I got a glandular problem. God can heal glands. I got a chemical imbalance. He can balance it. He's got the chemicals and he's got the balance. How many believe God can fix anything?
Amen.
Do you believe it or not?
Amen.
Come on, believe it now.
Yes.
He's got the real solution. I mean, you can take drugs till you pass out and come to, 7, 8, 10 hours later, that doesn't mean you slept. It means you're in a semi-comatose state. Doesn't mean you've rested. Did you hear me now? Doesn't mean you've rested. You get up in worse shape and more draggy than before you laid down. No, he gives his beloved sleep. And this man said, I will both lay me down in peace and I'm going to sleep. I'm going to sleep like a baby. I'm going to wake up refreshed and renewed. Why? For you, Lord, only make me dwell in safety. One reason so many people are taking so many pills is because they're not right. They're not right with God. Their life is not right. Their conscience is bothering them. Did you hear me? They're in sin and they refuse to repent. And so they're not right. And so they try to avoid it. They try to eat their way to forgetting it. They try to drink their way or take pill, anything to make it go away. Well, I got to make the pain go away. You ain't supposed to have pain like that. Why is the pain there? The pain's telling you there's a problem. Are you with me now? Need to get forgiveness. Need to receive your forgiveness. Need to forgive yourself. Forgive other people. Right? Believe God has forgiven you like he said he would. And get peace. And be at peace with God. And get a clear conscience. And get a clear heart. Get right with your husband. Admit your lies. Did you hear me? Get right with your wife. Quit covering stuff. Quit hiding stuff. And you won't need the pills anymore. Are y'all with me or not?
Yes.
Well, it's true. And the good news is, you can be free.
Yes.
You can be completely forgiven.
Yes.
Your heart can be completely clear.
Yes.
Your conscience can be clear. I don't care if somebody says, you don't know what I've done. I don't care what you've done.
Right.
You can get free.
Amen.
Yeah, but you don't know what I've done, Brother Keith. You don't know how bad it is. You don't know how serious it is. Yeah, and you don't know the power of the blood.
Right.
I don't care what you've done. It's not more powerful than the blood. It's not greater than God's forgiveness and grace and strength and help. Other people have been worse off than you and got through it and got clear and got free and got forgiven. If you'll believe it. But you can't hide stuff. The Bible says, he that hides his sin shall not prosper. But if you'll confess it, and forsake it, you'll get mercy.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say mercy.
Mercy.
How will you get mercy? Confess it. What does that mean? Admit it. Acknowledge it. And what? Quit it. Forsake it. But what if you hide it? You won't prosper. You can't make progress. You won't get your mercy. You won't get your grace. Why? Because you're trying to pretend it's not there. You're lying and hiding and covering. And so that's why people have to take pills to try to get off to sleep, because their mind and their conscience is just chewing them and bothering them, and they toss and they turn and they know stuff is not right. And they know there are these walls between them and their spouse and their family and their loved ones, and they've told these lies, and then they told another 50 lies to try to cover the lies that they told the last time, and it never ends. And people are suspicious, and even if they know, they don't know what it is, they know something's not right. And they're getting too close, and so you lay there and you toss and you turn, and you finally self-medicate to try to get some kind of rest and sleep. That ain't no life. I know that's poor English, but I said it on purpose. That is no life. And it's no life for a child of God who's victorious, who has the name of Jesus. Don't look for your sleep in a pill bottle. Don't look for your peace in a bottle. Or a pill. You're a believer.
Yes.
I said you're a believer.
Yes.
You got peace in Jesus.
Yes.
He's already given his beloved sleep.
Yes.
You got victory in him.
Yes.
But you got to do what you know to do.
Right.
Come clean.
Yes.
Get it right. Repent. Repent doesn't just mean feel bad about it. Repent means change.
Amen.
Change. Well, I can't. Quit saying that. I've tried and I keep doing it. Quit saying that. Quit saying that. Ask God to help you, but give him something to work with.
Yes. Yes.
I said, give him something to work with. You know, people pray, oh, God, help me. Please, God, help me. This is such a mess. Please help me. But they don't mean that. They're saying that, but they don't mean it. What they mean is, God, do it for me. Make me do it. And he's not. You know, what if I said, you know, guys, would y'all come and help me move this pulpit? Guys, y'all come help me. And so, you know, some of the ushers get up and start that way, and I come sit down. Yeah, y'all help me. Well, I didn't say that right then, did I?
No, you didn't.
I'm wanting you to do it for me.
Uh-huh.
If I'm saying help me, what does that mean?
Yeah.
Help me implies I'm going to be doing something.
Yes.
And you are going to assist me do what I'm doing.
Yes.
I got to do something to give you something to help. If you really technically did what I asked, if I said, guys, come help me. If I go sit down, then what do you do? You come sit down because that's what I'm doing.
Right.
And you are assisting me in my sitting. Well, people begging and praying God, they're not doing anything. They're unwilling to do anything. So there's nothing to help. What they're really saying is, God, do it for me. God, make me do it. Make me quit lying. Make me quit stealing. Make me quit overspending. Make me quit. He's not going to make you quit. He's not going to smile. I wish God would just take me over and just control me. If I could just turn this brain off. God, just possess me. Take me. God's not the devil. It's the devil that wants to possess you and control you against your will. No, no, no. He didn't make you a robot, a puppet, something to be controlled. No, you've got to yield your will to him.
Yes.
And if you want to help him to help you, you got to give him something to help.
Amen.
You got to be willing to do something. Give him something. Give him something to work. Give him your heart. Give him your will. Give him your words. And reach out to do it. Make an effort to do it. And when you do, his help will be there. When you reach the end of your ability to do it, you'll meet his power.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Overriding the Warning, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1204H. That's R1204H, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.